This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, March 22nd. God's word to you today is to change. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 12, verse 2, and it says, "Don't let the word squeeze you into its mold, but let God remake you so that your whole attitude of mind is changed." Today's devotion begins with a question. What would you like to change about yourself? For those who are married, what would your spouse like to change about you? What difference can resurrection power make in your life? Resurrection power is the power to change your person. Resurrection power does not only cancel your past, it is the power you need to change your person. A lady and her husband were in counseling. While the session was going on, the lady said to the counselor, "My husband is temperamental." And the counselor asked her, "What do you mean by your husband is temperamental?" She responded, "My husband is 50% temper and 50% mental. So he is temperamental." When people use a word, it is best to ask them what they mean. So how does God change us? How does the power of resurrection change us? It is a two-way process. It is the power to change your person. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Committing our lives to Jesus is the first step to the resurrection power changing our person. It is when we commit our lives to Jesus that Christ's power changes us. The second step is to follow Jesus. A new life has begun. In following Jesus, the Word of God says in Romans 12 verse 2, "Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, but let God remake you so that your whole attitude of mind is changed." Attitude of mind, highlighted in this scripture, refers to your person. So, we can paraphrase the scripture to read, "Don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, but let God remake you so that your whole person is changed." There are two molds. There is the world's mold and the Lord's mold. Resurrection power wants to change your person, to remake you into the mold that God has for you. The world also wants to remake your person. The world wants to mold you into something else. Disclaimer: I do not have any problem with makeup or ladies that use makeup. I think ladies look beautiful when they wear their makeup sometimes. But there is nothing wrong with makeup. It is better to wear makeup and look beautiful than not to wear makeup and look unkempt. God has called us to be creative, right? However, some makeup is criminal. It makes the person into a totally different creature, lashes and all. Have you ever seen those before and after makeup pictures? It is unbelievable. Some men would probably ask for their bride price back because they woke up to a total stranger after the wedding night when the makeup was gone. Brothers, this is just a tip. Before you get married, jog past your friend's house. Just bump in the morning, and if it takes her 30 minutes to come out, set up. But if she comes out and you see her natural beauty, you're safe because makeup will only enhance what is already there. Let us pray. Father, remake me and change my person into your mold. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.